Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining that you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Breathe deep, in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Bumper Boats. Sunshine streamed down through the clouds, sparkling on the calm water. All the boats rested in their slips, waiting for their captains to take them out to sea for the day. Manny, the motorboat, waited patiently in his slip next to Wakely, the wave runner. The little wave runner was still asleep, enjoying the peace of the harbor. Manny looked over to see if Tegan, the tugboat, and Sandy, the sailboat, were awake. Tegan was already out and about, seeing if anyone needed help. Sandy was up too, and she sighed deeply. "What's up, Sandy?" Manny asked. "It's a beautiful morning." "The sunrise is beautiful. There's just no wind. I won't be able to sail with everything this calm," Sandy said. Then she realized this was the type of weather that Manny preferred. The sailboat smiled and said, "It is perfect weather for you, though. I guess I can trade off some windy days with calm days so you can have a chance for some fun too. The motorboat smiled back and said, "We do tend to like opposite types of weather." "Well, we both like sunshine. Maybe we can hope for a sunny day," Sandy said. As the clouds above drifted together, a shadow covered the boats. "I'm sure the sun will come back out in a minute," Manny said with a little hesitation. The water in the harbor grew more wavy. "I feel the wind," Sandy said. "I think the weather is changing." It certainly was. Wakely was rocking on the waves now, so much that he woke up. "What's going on?" the wave runner asked. "I think a storm is coming." "Tegan is coming back already," the motorboat replied. He had spotted the tugboat rumbling their way. "It's getting a little rough out there," Tegan said as she putted over to her spot. "You're back early," the sailboat said. "The waves are growing bigger and bigger, and the wind is blowing stronger and stronger. My captain decided we should wait in the harbor until the storm passes, and then see if anyone needs help," Tegan replied. Her captain was busy making sure Tegan was safe in her slip. All the boats were swaying now. The waves and the winds moved them. The boats went up and down, as the waves rolled in. The boat swayed side to side, side to side, as the wind whistled by. Wakely smiled and laughed. He loved it. The wave runner usually sought out these types of waves when he was playing. Today he found them in his harbor slip. Manny bumped into the soft fenders on the dock as the waves and winds stirred the waters. He looked around and noticed the others were bumping into their fenders as well. Every time a boat bounced off a fender, there was a squeak. Sandy added the clanging sound of the lines on her mast to the squeaks from the fenders. The once peaceful harbor was singing with the sounds of masts clinking, fenders squeaking, and lines humming in the wind. Then the wind and waves slowed, and the harbor grew quiet once more. The boats felt steady in their slips. With the waves now gently rocking back and forth, the boats began to feel a bit tired. Manny yawned. The little motorboat was snuggled up safe in his slip. Feeling cozy and warm in his covers, Manny thought all he had to be grateful for. The little motorboat was grateful to have a safe place to rest. He was happy to have soft fenders to bounce off of when the water was a little rough. Most of all, Manny was thankful that all his friends were safely tucked into their slips as well. He closed his eyes, squeezed himself tight, and then relaxed. The little motorboat took a deep breath in and out. Manny took another breath in and out. Then one more deep breath in and out. His mind quieted, and Manny fell asleep, hoping for a sunny day with some calm water to play on when he woke up. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.